Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, that's all of you. During the days when King Saul was trying to kill David, the son of Jesse, Saul had turned away from the Lord so much that at one point he even ordered his soldiers to kill the Lord's priest Ahimelech and his whole family because they had given some bread to David, not knowing that Saul was chasing him. But the soldiers of Saul refused to obey his command. They knew of a higher authority than Saul's, and Saul's word could not overrule it. They respected God's authority more than Saul's. 1,000 years later, when Jesus, the descendant of David, the Son of God, came teaching in Galilee, the people were amazed at his teaching because he spoke with authority. On the evening of the same day that Jesus had healed Peter's mother-in-law, the Sabbath was over at sundown, and the word had spread, whether whispered or shouted, had spread from house to house, and the ill and the diseased of every kind came or were brought to the doorway of Peter's house. The whole city was at his door. Some were demon-possessed. It made no difference to Jesus. Just listen to how Mark describes Jesus' activity. He healed them all. That's it. No lengthy description, no great spectacles, fireworks, or incantations. Refusing even to let the demons speak, he healed them all. It doesn't matter whether the people are freshmen in high school or retired professors. The great troubles of mankind are treated routinely by the authority of the one by whom the heavens and earth were made. The authority of Jesus Christ can accomplish more in one day than we could in 1,000 years. And his promise, made thousands of years ago, he remembers it like it was yesterday. So the authority of Jesus, the government upon his shoulders, makes great troubles small. Also for us. We see that authority, especially in the verses that tell about the morning after. We read the first one, an early Sunday morning between probably 3 and 6 a.m. Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place to pray, to be in touch with his heavenly Father, with whom he had been glorified before the world began. And when the disciples came hunting for him, telling him that everyone was searching for him, he was popular, he had more important things to do. He had to bring the good news to every town and village in the land. You see, all that healing that he had done the day before was really small compared to the full work that Jesus had come to do, to pay the penalty for the sin of the world, the sin which is behind all suffering and pain and sorrow. Yes, death. Compared to that, those temporary reliefs, when he healed them all, were like Tylenol tablets. He came to give much more. And give he did. Going to the synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching, casting out demons, until on the cross he crushed the head of the great demon, taking away forever the devil's power to accuse you and me, since our sin has now been punished already. That's authority. Is it yours? Well, suppose I were walking down the street of Minneapolis, many people around, and I see some dirty toddler wandering out of an alley, holding out his hand to me. You might expect that my heart would be moved to pity. But if that child kept running after me, calling out, "Daddy, Daddy," when I had never seen the child before, I might well become annoyed. To everyone else on the street, it would look like I was ignoring my own son. But desire on the part of the child does not make me his father. However, if I were to go to the child, lead him to my home, clean him up, give him new clothing, adopt him into my family, then he would have the right to call me father. And the law would even recognize that right, because it had been given by me. Does Jesus give that authority to you? John tells us, as many as believed on him, to them he gave authority to be the children of God. It is God who has adopted us as his own children. Now we can call him our Father. Now we can pray to him at any time, at all times, in our room, on campus walkways. Why don't we? Perhaps we forget that he is there with us always. But his word speaks to us with authority and says, "Cheer up, your sins are forgiven." And behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on you, that you should be called a child of God. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So he has promised. So it shall be. Amen. Hymn 338, 1, 3, and 5. Hymn 338, 1, 3, and 5.